think it's been very clear in the research that's been done over the past number of years that the brace position is one of the best ways of avoiding serious injury, especially spinal compression. And you can't get in the brace position in most of the coach seats because they're crammed together. Considering the way the airlines cram the seats together, we've got two problems. Number one, we need airbags to keep you from going into the seat in front of you. Number two, we need enough space so somebody can actually lean down and get in a brace position. And these are elements that have not been addressed yet by the FAA.
Scary words from John Nance, who is an American pilot, aviation analyst, author, and at one point led the nation as far as aviation was concerned and is often asked for his opinion. He talked about it on one of the morning shows. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging with you here on America Tonight. So you heard what he said about the seats being crammed in, and this is in reaction to the plane that went down in San Francisco, thinking about crashes and what happens, and what happens when a plane ultimately rumbles in sections the way this one did because of now the way the seats are. And there may be something to that. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating what happened, looking into the deaths of the two 16-year-old girls. Very sad. One body was found on the tarmac. The other was found closer to the plane. The tail of the plane fell off as it bounced up and went down the runway. There's all kinds of reports and amateur video that's starting to emerge because people had different angles where they saw that the plane looked too slow or looked low, and they started to shoot it with their cell phones and whatnot. So all that starting to be posted up there on YouTube. And the San Francisco Fire Department chief says, you know, there might be a possibility that a fire rescue truck came in contact with one of the passengers, but they still are foggy on that, and they're investigating that. Wouldn't that be something, that one of the two passengers killed was actually run over by one of the rescue trucks rushing to help people? Oh, that would be awful. It's awful no matter how you cut it, because there's no bringing back either one of those girls. And there are other people that are lying in a hospital that have a lot of surgeries in front of them. They're saying some people are actually paralyzed. They're looking at the pilots, as they always do. They're interviewing the crew, trying to figure out what they did 72 hours before this flight, which was over 10 hours. And some of the injuries are pretty severe to some of the people. To re-rack this, in case you somehow didn't hear this, in San Francisco on Saturday morning, a plane from South Korea, from Seoul, came in for a landing at San Francisco International, broke off its tail, and caught fire before ultimately slumping into a messy stop that allowed some people on that plane to slide down emergency chutes, you know, the slides they have, into some thick smoke and debris everywhere. The firefighters got there quickly, so they were able to... The fuselage was on fire. They were able to foam that up and douse it with water, which is good because that could have just led to an explosion. And then they were trying to cut people loose because some people were caught with their safety belts. They were trapped. They couldn't get out. The safety belt had them pinned in. And now it's piecing this whole thing together. It is a wild and sad puzzle. That's what they do. The National Transportation Safety Board, when they're investigating it, they're looking at all sides of this, focusing on the crew, focusing on the speed of the plane, listening to the black box, that kind of stuff, and figuring out what it was that they can pin on this accident, what it is. And there's people that have been flown home. There's people that have been flown into San Francisco. A lot of sad, scared people that were shook up when they were simply going in for the landing. On a very clear morning in San Francisco, this Asiana Airlines flight, with a visible approach to the runway, the landing gear down, and the speed off. But they weren't talking about that on the black box. They weren't saying there was something abnormal. It was the 7 seconds that will be debated. Right before the plane hit into a seawall, one of the crew members called on the pilots to increase speed information And they could tell that on the flight's recorder, on the data recorder. It shows that. So there was something, the plane was going well below the target landing speed, and then you would get 4 seconds before impact what they call a stick shaker. So it emits a physical warning to the crew that the plane is going to stall. It sounds it off, boom, and that's it. The plane was going 119 miles an hour. Oh, scary stuff to see that. Especially if you've been on planes, that you're on the plane for a long time. You know, overnight flights, overseas flights are part of those overnight flights. And, you know, there's a lot that's been made about the glide slope system. That's a ground kind of aid that helps pilots stay on course when they're landing. It was shut down in San Francisco. The pilots were notified, though they knew that it wasn't there for them. And it's not essential for any kind of a routine landing there. Somebody who's flown in and out of San Francisco, I wouldn't think twice about it. If I were to say of all the places I've flown where it's a little shaky, where you feel weird things with the plane, it's because of the airspace, I think Denver. To me, Denver and other mountain areas, the air, something about the air, then when it's, depending on the weather, de-icing the wings. And I always feel sort of a drop when you go into Denver. But San Francisco, as many times as I've flown in and out of there, nah, just pretty easy breezy. But not easy breezy for the people that were involved in this. Walking away from a crash, what happens? Can you fly, or you're a little bit afraid of flying? Do you think back to what you saw? Is it stuck in your head? Does it play over and over again? We're going to talk to a psychologist, Dr. Wendy James, about that in a few minutes. What happens when a plane goes down and you're a survivor? What happens when you have a fear of flying? How do you take those baby steps, even though you know what's always said to you? Hey, there's a better chance of you getting smashed by a car walking across the road or getting in a car accident than actually having the plane go down and you being on it. But, you know, once that happens and you're on the plane, all bets are off. So no matter what anyone says to you, that doesn't matter. You were somebody who was on a plane that crashed and you walked away from it. Thank goodness, right? Some people have to be pinching themselves that they walked away. They got out of there and they didn't have to have any kind of a surgery or be laid up in a hospital or any of that kind of thing. They made it through. And this is a big plane. The 770, easy for me to say, is the 7770, is a very, very big plane. It's very popular for any long-distance flights. They use them for flights of 12 hours or more usually. So from one continent to another, it's what works because of, you know, the flights over the water and stuff. And you can fit up to 300 passengers on it. Dr. James takes us through the steps of getting through a plane crash next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Statistically, if you think about this, and we've been talking about these numbers here on the show, do you realize that there are about 1 in 11 million is your chances of being killed in an automobile accident or in a plane accident, aircraft accident? In an automobile accident, somebody brought this up on America Tonight the other night, is 1 in 5,000, right? 1 in 5,000. So people always say, well, don't be afraid to fly because, you know, flying those numbers, look at those numbers, your odds are so much better in the air than they are on the street or crossing streets, whether you live in a busy city or in a suburb somewhere. But tell that to the people on Asiana Airlines Flight 1214 when they flew into San Francisco International Airport, and that Boeing 777, those passengers on the plane watching it bounce, two people killed, other people in critical condition, and so many others bruised and stuck and then frantically trying to get out of the plane, although so many did a great job of getting out of that situation with the smoke billowing and going down the chutes and whatnot. So now what happens to those people, either the ones who narrowly survived or the ones who got out pretty easily but still then look back and see this wreckage of a plane that they can't believe they escaped from? So who better to have on the show than Dr. Wendy James, who can tell us all about psychologically, I mean, the trauma of survivor's guilt, too, and especially in a tragedy like a plane crash, has to be something that's tough to get over. Dr. James, thanks for coming back on America Tonight.
Thank you for having me, and my blessings go out to all the survivors, their family, and everybody. And, yes, survivor's guilt occurs when there's a major tragedy and the shock is overwhelming of being alive. Thank God I'm alive, and it's normal in most disasters. And they go through confusing thoughts, and they sometimes need to be watched to deal with coping skills later because they feel guilty about being alive, which is, you know, not their fault, but they are in a shock. And the second thing, which you told statistics, which I also have researched, is true. You're safer in a plane than you are in a car. But the one thing psychologically people have is in a car, they believe they have control.
Mm.
Whereas in a plane, they have to believe in somebody else controlling their life.
Makes sense. And so then if I'm in that plane and then I feel confident, I'm not afraid of flying, then all of a sudden this happens, is it tougher? You know, the reality catches up with you. Even if you feel pretty confident about flying and whatnot, is it hard to get back on that plane for a lot of people? I would think it is.
Yes, those people that were on that plane, absolutely. Other people, what happens is they have a fear of flying because there's two things, rational and irrational fear. And what happens when we watch everything on TV and the Facebook and Internet and it's played over and over again, and even as a psychologist, I have to turn it on to see what's going on. And so what happens is people get afraid because they see that as a rational fear when the chances, as you mentioned, are so slim. But now they go, oh, no, it could happen to me. And that's an irrational fear. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you can't, you know, I have been flying sometimes as a psychologist more than I drive, and I can't be afraid to get on the plane, but it's the sense of no control. And therefore, logically, they watch all the coverage, which is good that we're presenting it, but we have to be careful that we don't have irrational fear that's projected not only by us and our behavior, but to our children.
Yeah. So what do you, when you're treating someone as a psychologist, when you're treating someone that comes to you and says, I have a fear, just a fear of flying, I have a fear of flying, but my daughter and my new grandkid, you know, my grandchild lives across the country and that's the best way for me to get there. How do you teach them to overcome that fear, I guess, or manage it?
It's a psychological phobia. A phobia that you have to gradually work with them to make them comfortable. And any phobia, phobia of flying, phobia of going out of your house when people get hurt or, you know, something happens to them, it's a gradual process where you have to take them a step at a time. And usually the first step, if they have to do that, is somebody going with them to hold their hand and be with them, a family member, so they can get on a plane maybe a short distance first before they go a longer distance and they arrive and realize it's okay. And the security of somebody with them or somebody, you know, gradually realizing this is not going to happen to you.
Are there a lot of people that have a fear of flying? I mean, is that, of all the phobias, is that pretty high or nah?
Statistically, no, it's not very high. And what I find psychologically, not a lot of research about phobias of flying. Usually there's phobias more related to sports figures, you know, like they have a tradition, I didn't wear my red shirt, and phobias of that, or phobias that, you know, all of a sudden they're out of their game for whatever reason. But phobia of flying and of other tragedies like tornadoes, in which we've encountered, seems to be based on too much watching the news that this happened, this is horrible, and it could happen to me.
Yeah. The you know, Paula Deen, who recently has made a lot of headlines, as you mm-hmm. know, for what's going on with her, with the lawsuit and how that all came out. The use of the N-word and how she was in a bank and the gun was held to her head and all that stuff that came out in a deposition. But she also has another part of the story, and I think a lot of people realize this, but maybe people who weren't aware of her background, she had that phobia of staying in the house, and she didn't leave the house for a very, very long time. And she started her business that way, where her sons went out and actually sold the food that she was making, never thinking it was going to, you know, become this huge business, and eventually she would get out of the house. Is it the same thing that you have to do sort of one step at a time?
One step at a time, and you're right. And, you know, I don't know all the details of her, but it you know, she had a phobia. This was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't make it right or wrong, but it's 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, to bring it up by an employee, a white woman that wants to make money.
Right.
What I have a problem with, but you're right. She had a fear to go out of her house because she was attacked. And that's a more common phobia.
Yeah. Yeah. We're speaking with Dr. Wendy James. She's a psychologist and she's the owner of Life Consultants. I'm wondering if more people now, just as an aside, since you started practicing, are more people open to going to a psychologist or a psychiatrist? Is that, you know, before it used to be, ooh, anything, something's bugging me, you kind of kept it under the rug. You didn't tell a lot of people. Do you find that now people are more open about that?
A little bit. I think that women are more open to it than men.
Mm.
Women will say, I need someone to talk to. They'll start with their friends, then they'll go to a counselor or want to go to counseling or a psychologist. Men have a harder time doing that. And today with our prolonged recession and men breadwinners, women are 40% of the breadowners today. So men have a hard time and women need to encourage them. When they see behaviors that they know aren't right, they're not getting out, they're staying home, they're getting depressed, they're not looking for a job, they're not training in a new field to get them to a doctor. Women are more prone to go seek help than men.
Yeah, interesting. I have to tell you, Dr. James, in looking at your website, the couple times I've had you on, I meant to tell you this. I lived in Kalamazoo briefly when I was a baby, and I have to tell you, because you went to high school there, you graduated from Kalamazoo, and
yeah.
Is there more snow? We have people listening to us there. There is so much snow in Kalamazoo. Do you remember some of those winters where you had to dig a little tunnel to get out of the house?
Yeah, I remember when I didn't have to work every Monday because I couldn't get out of the house. And basically, Kalamazoo's near and dear to my heart. I graduated from Kalamazoo College. I'm going to Kalamazoo College. I attended. I'm going back this weekend.
There you go.
See my dad. And Kalamazoo's a great city.
Yeah, I think so, too. Big shout-out to all the people in Kalamazoo. Dr. James, as always, fun to have you on the show. Thanks so much for stopping by.
You Bye-bye. Have a great evening. Thank you.
You, too.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
Bible supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
America Tonight, Kate Delaney. Coming up, we're going to hit the mailbag, but first, quickly this, and some of you already have chimed in, but fair or foul, the judge rules the defense can show Trayvon Martin died with marijuana in his system. I think this helps seal the deal for George Zimmerman, who I believe is going to be acquitted of this. Defense lawyers are allowed to show that that was present when they had their encounter at the gated community last February. The judge in this case is Deborah Nelson. She denied a motion by prosecutors to keep toxicology results showing THC in Martin's system from the jury, paving the way really for Zimmerman's lawyers to argue that the drug might have influenced how he behaved. So the defense attorney Don West said that Zimmerman's statement to the non-emergency 911 dispatcher, it appeared that the person he was observing was on drugs. And late Monday, Zimmerman's defense spokesperson said the defense could rest by the end of the day, Tuesday or early Wednesday morning. How about that? So then the prosecution would have rebuttal witnesses, closing statements Thursday, Friday. Man, this jury could get this case. And I thought this was going to, the way the evidence was mounting up, I thought this thing was going to really be a slow burner, but not so. This was a this one has flown through the court system. But I think this is crucial that they're allowing this, that the judge is allowing this. It could have a big impact, I believe, on the jury. Do you think so? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. So, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Tim, who says, Kate, it's all but done. Zimmerman walks because of the fact that now they can go back to what happened with drugs, something that you talked about, actually, on a show where you said the denial will turn into allowing it in court. Yeah, it's that's exactly, it was a maneuver. So the judge says, yeah, they can show that, and that's, think of the jury, six people, women, hearing about, okay, he was smoking marijuana, so he was paranoid, he was whatever, he was affected by it. That's all going to be played up, and now with the 911 call and a few other things mixed in there, I think Zimmerman, definitely the jury returns a not guilty verdict, and then it's a question of, does that place completely erupt because it's so tight down there? And then here's the thing. Remember, the burden of proof is on the defense, and you got to ask yourself, did the prosecution prove their case? But this is fast. This would be very quick. Goes to the jury maybe by Friday. If not Friday, then probably by Monday. Here's one from Alex. Alex listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Love the show. Keep rocking. Trayvon Martin, a doper. That comes out. Zimmerman, he is off by next weekend. Yeah, it's same thing. Quick, down and dirty, probably verdict by the jury. You know, it's like the witnesses. Were they helping or hurting Zimmerman? Were they, you know, the whole debate over whose voice was it and the 911 call? All of that weighs in. Because, it's the six people in the jury. Who are the people? They go in and they talk about it and they come up with a verdict. But the burden of proving the case is on the prosecution. On the prosecution. So did they do that? That's what's number one when you go back and you deliberate, try to make a decision. Let's move on. This one comes to us from Vermont, WVMT. Woohoo! Hello to all our friends at WVMT. And John says, Kate, I was wondering, and maybe some of the other listeners were wondering, if you were going to do Nail the Score this season. Ever since I've been listening to you, you've done Nail the Score. I try to call, and I try to send an email if I can't call, but I really think it's fascinating when people call in and they guess, then you kibitz with them. And we ultimately see if somebody had the correct score and they win the loot from ATN. You always say the prize closet. Is it completely cleaned out or what? And Nail the Score, in case you don't know what it is, during the football season, I randomly pick a game of the week in the NFL, and you pick who you think is going to win that game and what the final score is going to be. So you're nailing the score. It seems like it would be so easy. You know, you think, 21-7, 28-24, 17-7. But even though there's all these scores, think of the numbers. It's just like the lottery. Well, there's only so many numbers in the lottery. So isn't it easy to come up with a combination of letters? Doesn't that make sense? No, because it's difficult to come up with the exact number. And we found that. We have had some winners in nailing the score, but usually far and few between. That's usually what happens. Okay, here's one from Keith. Keith says, be real, Ted Nugent running for president. There's no way he gets enough votes, even though some of what he says is pretty on the mark, especially when it comes to gun ownership in this country. It's so ridiculous. The fear of guns, and it's not guns killing people, it's people killing people. And if you had a weapon, half the time you could protect yourself, your family, or your possessions. I think Ted Nugent rules, and he will make some noise. I think he will make some noise. Yeah, he could. He's definitely in danger of doing that. He's running on a libertarian ticket. We'll see. That's what he's saying. He's talking about it. Let's see what happens, because this is still a ways away from 2016. And will he have momentum? Are the people backing it? Does he take away votes? You know, there's a lot of questions surrounding that. And is he just talking about it because of the frustration, which could be, and then he gets talked out of it when someone says, nah, you don't want to do this. You don't want to do this. This one from Gork. That's got to be a nickname. Maybe not. Gork says, America Tonight. I happen to see all the stories about the Boeing 777 landing at the San Francisco airport, and I think it is pilot error. After all, who slowed the plane down? Clipping the back part of the plane is what brought everything into question and ultimately led to the belly flop, because the plane's tail is like the rudder. You lose the rudder, and your plane is going to bounce and is going to crash land, and that is what happened here. Yeah, I agree about the tail coming off, and then you're stuck because you're stuck. The plane is like the rudder. So once the rudder is gone, it would be the same thing if your rudder flew out of your boat or fell off the boat, and then you're trying to figure out how to navigate without it. So that would be the same thing. And that's a very, very big plane. So you can imagine. It's weird to see the, it's scary, actually. It's scary to see the aftermath, how the front is burned and just how it's ripped open. It looks like debris. It's like a debris field, like somebody threw a giant can right there near the runway. And this is what happens. But the good news is the loss of life is minimal compared to what it could be. With almost 200 people on board, that would be frightening if parts of the plane disintegrated and other parts survived, which it did happen. But mostly the people were on the ground and you could get the people out of it. So that's the great news about the hustle of the emergency crews there. They got there pretty fast. And that's a good thing, because maybe there are people that saved their lives, or got them to a hospital sooner when they needed to get there ASAP, and they could start to work on them, meaning the doctors and nurses and all that. Okay, we got another one here, one last one. This from Rose, who says, I heard your cheap movie review, and I went to see Despicable Me 2 with the grandkids. I laughed from start to finish. Even though it is a movie for kids in a sense, it's also a movie for adults. I would tell anybody who was looking for some sort of a movie to go with to grandchildren and children that this one works. It's clean, entertaining, ha-ha, laughter. Very, very fun movie. And I'm not surprised that it's actually doing better than The Lone Ranger. This is just the beginning of a wild summer when it comes to movies. Boy, that's true. They're trying to space it out so they can find out when other pictures are being released. Because if you know you have the best buzz, you want your picture out there before somebody else steps on your territory. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Numbers, that's why we do Week in Count. 22, that's the number of affiliates that quit Al Jazeera Television for biased coverage in Egypt. Yep, 22 stations, 22 staffers. How about that? Including Musaber Misir, who resigned for what he said was biased coverage by the editors. The staffers say the station's reporting didn't align with the actual events taking place as protesters for and against ousted President Mohamed Morsi rallied in the streets and members of the Muslim Brotherhood threatened to revolt if Morsi was not reinstated. So reportedly, they were told other things. And the coverage over the last couple of weeks, they say, was the tipping point for some, especially the airing of extreme speeches over the last few days, which have added to the crisis Egypt is seeing right now. Oh, what a difference a couple of years makes, huh? Now, Al Jazeera America is going to launch in August. They've signed up a bunch of different journalists, including former CNN anchor Soledad O'Brien. So go figure. Yeah, that's almost an interesting question. Would you work for Al Jazeera TV? Because they do have worldwide coverage, but would you take a leap from a mainstream media outlet or some other outlet and jump into Al Jazeera? It's very wild when Soledad O'Brien said she was popping up there. Here's something else related to Egypt. Rand Paul, senator from Kentucky, slammed the U.S. support of the military coup, but not coup, the military junta in Egypt, saying that the only thing that we know for sure is that American taxpayers will be stuck with a $1.5 billion bill. On his Twitter, he said, in Egypt, democratic authoritarianism is replaced with this version of the military. American neocons say, send them more of your money. He's busy, wrote an op-ed piece over the week, too, blasting our policy on Egypt through the regime of former leader Hosni Mubarak and continuing all the way through President Mohamed Morsi. There is a point to which we say no. It's the $1.5 billion. It is an infuriating number, but the friendships with Egypt and what's happened in the past, that's why the buildup for the amount of aid. But you could argue, who are we aiding now? That's where some confusion comes in. Who is it that we are dumping our money into? And we don't know. It's a roll of the dice. It's a gamble. But it's a gamble that some people say we have to take. We can't sit back and just not do that. We have to be invested. All right, here's another story that caught my eye during the day. Oh, there were so many. It's crazy because you come off of a little bit of a break and when I say blow up, things just explode. This is a crazy story. Do you think New Yorkers are about second chances? You know, if you make it there, you can make it anywhere in New York, New York. So Elliot Spitzer, who once was the man leading the state of New York, finds himself in a position where he wants to be back into politics. And he has this infamy tag that chases him around about hooking up. He was client number 9 and hooking up with Ashley Dupree, and people know a lot of the sordid details. So it's been 5 years. Does he surpass the statute of limitations on misconduct? There are some that obviously have surpassed it. Mark Sanford, the South Carolina governor, a Republican who used to ruse about hiking in the Appalachian Trail to cover up an affair with an Argentinian woman who later became his fiance, won a Congress seat back on May 7th. So it does happen. Perhaps that's the question. Are we a nation of forgivers? And in this case, with some of the politicians, we are. With Elliot Spitzer, I don't know. He's not certainly a warm and fuzzy guy. He's a determined guy. Then you think of that, and you've got on the same ballot Anthony Weiner, who resigned from Congress after admitting that he had sent lewd photos of himself to several women. He apologized to voters, now is a leading candidate to replace Michael Bloomberg as mayor of New York City. What a crazy story. And then there are others, and there are others who can't overcome some of the things that they've been tagged with. There's no reversal here. You know, we're a land of forgiving people when it's convenient. When it's convenient to do that. But you have to ask yourselves, is it convenient? You know, it's a different kind of chess game when we're talking about Russia. It's just a different ball game altogether. Hey, speaking of Russia, Ed Snowden is seeking asylum, as you know, stuck at the Moscow airport. And it looks as though Cuba, Bolivia, heavily emerging as favorites for the sweepstakes for Ed Snowden to get political asylum. There have been a few other places that have been discussed, but I don't see it happening. Because remember, they have to embrace the idea they're going up against the United States, and then he's their problem. Whoever or whatever country were to give him asylum, whether it's Cuba, Bolivia, or some other Spanish-speaking country. Wow. All right, let's give you something else. Secretary of State Kerry got a note here from Melissa who says, what's the latest on Teresa Hines Kerry? Do you know? And this mixed in with the numbers, actually, at the same time. And the number of the story is, because I got a couple of emails, Glenn says, what's going on with the wife of the Secretary of State? Is she still in the hospital? The answer is yes, she's still in the hospital. She went in over the weekend on Sunday. They're not giving a lot of details about her condition, but they're focusing on the symptoms, the potential symptoms. That's where the focus is, so that's pretty much it. And here's your number, if you will. The doctors treated her breast cancer back in December of 2009, so she's been carrying that, maybe carrying that for a while, even with the surgery that she had. So perhaps this is what that's, you know, what that's about, I'm thinking. But maybe not. Maybe not. It seems as though that makes sense after all those years and the operations and whatnot. All right, let's rifle up a couple of quick ones for you, including the women in Ohio, remember, that were kidnapped. They thanked the public for their support, as the people in Ohio have been very supportive of them. I'm talking about Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, and Michelle Knight. They were kind of in the self-imposed public silence. In video that they posted late in the day, they say the encouragement of family, friends, and the public has enabled them to restart their lives. The former bus driver, Ariel Castro, has pled not guilty to a 329 court indictment. Ooh. 329. He allegedly kidnapped the women off the streets between 2002 and 2004, then held them as captives in his two-story home. Oh, my, oh, my.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.